From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For the past 4 months, thousands of Marines have been fanning out across Afghanistan's southern province of Helmand. Their task is to fight the Taliban and to win over the local population. That's a critical test for the American military at a critical time in Afghanistan. Can the U.S. win the war by winning hearts and minds? NPR's Tom Bowman has been with the Marines in Helmand Province.
The marketplace of Garmshir here in Helmand Province is bustling. There's a long line of shops, piles of pomegranates, oranges, and okra, consumer goods trucked in from Pakistan, toys, motorcycle spare parts, and DVDs. Just a few months ago, American and Taliban forces battled in the streets here. But just a couple of weeks ago, it was safe enough for a visitor from the United States to stroll about without a helmet or body armor.
How is business?
Good.
Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts shook hands and chatted with vendors at the stalls, like he was campaigning back in Boston's Faneuil Hall marketplace. So what brought about this change? About 4,000 infantry Marines. They swept in by helicopter in early July, pushing out the Taliban. The Marines built heavily fortified outposts, like the one that squats just outside this marketplace. That's where we found the battalion commander, Lieutenant Colonel Christian Cabanis, standing in front of a large map of Helmand Province. He's responsible for an area called the Snake's Head. On the map, the green cultivated areas create what appear to be a bulbous head, attached to a long, thin body that stretches south along the lush Helmand River Valley.
The northern half of the Snake's Head is transitioning from hold to build, and that's what we're trying to continue further south.
Hold to build. That's counterinsurgency talk for helping the Afghan government bring back a sense of normal life, like that marketplace at Garmshir. But there's a long way to go. That's according to Major General Michael Flynn. He's the top intelligence officer for the United States in Afghanistan.
Of the top 20 districts that we rate right now as the most dangerous, 9 of those remain in Helmand.
And some dangerous areas are along the snake's body you can see on the map. And that's where we went with the Marines, from head into the belly. They pushed down into the snake's neck, just 6 miles south of the Garmshir market, and there was a very different sound.
You hear that shrapnel flying?
When Marines first came here back in July, they got involved in running gun battles just outside the gate at this patrol base. Now, there's another problem, says Sergeant Richard Lacey.
The IEDs are there, it's just not all them talking. You're not going to see them until you get on them, unless you know what to look for. Since we've been here, we've kind of learned what to look for, where to stay away.
The Marines continue to move south, fighting to set up more patrol bases. Once they do, they make the first tentative efforts to reach out to the local population. Again, Colonel Cabanis.
This is a very isolated area. You don't just come in from the outside and then start talking to people in the community. So the more and more they're comfortable and they feel that we're going to stay and that the government is going to deliver, the more likely they are to tell us things. And when they start telling us, the Taliban has no sea to swim in. They're going to have to leave.
That's the theory anyway. Sergeant Lacey knows it doesn't happen overnight.
I think from the time we got here to now, it's actually kind of improved on them trusting us and telling us where stuff is, and we'll go out and blow it up. So
this progress, but slow progress?
Yes, very slow.
They quiz farmers and village elders for any information on the insurgents. They promise local projects, schools, roads, bridges. It's a tough sell. Tougher still, a few more miles down the snake's body. It's near another marketplace in a town called Lakari. 2 months ago, the Marines pushed the Taliban out of this marketplace. And rather than just leave, the Marines set up an outpost here. Now, Brigadier General Larry Nicholson is touring it. The Marines tell him that Afghan families are finally starting to move back into the area.
What's up, fellas? How are we doing? Doing all right.
So what do you guys think of this new cop?
Nicholson is pleased by the news. He asks about road projects that could help build relationships with locals. When you hear about things like the military's counterinsurgency strategy, that's what the generals have in mind. But it raises a different issue. Where's the Afghan government? The Marines fight and build. There are only 800 Afghan soldiers here compared to those 4,000 Marines. And Nicholson admits that many Afghan police are corrupt and incompetent.
We are vetting our police, and my assessment is that probably 3 to 4 out of every 10 we have probably need to really go home.
The Afghan government has some presence in the Snake's Head, but Nicholson says it's nowhere to be seen in these rural areas. Nicholson and other officers know they have a tenuous hold on Helmand.
Do you need more Marines to take that fight to the Taliban?
Well, absolutely. And again, there are areas, frankly, that with more Marines, there are more areas we could get to and do the kinds of things we've done at Helmand. There's no question.
Like where?
Well, like Marj is one of them. That's a tough area.
A very tough area. Marj sits just west of the Snake's Head. It's a sprawling district of markets and towns and about 200,000 people. It's a nexus for drug traffickers and the Taliban. If more American troops are sent to Afghanistan, this is where they might end up. Back in May, U.S. forces raided the area, seizing tons of opium and bomb-making equipment. There are no American troops there now, no Afghan army, or even police. But Marja isn't the only problem for the Americans in Helmand province. It's dusk. The Marines are on patrol in the Snake's Neck. They're bringing a State Department advisor named Carter Melkasian to meet a local Afghan leader. The Afghan is named Mullah Aminullah. The Marines call him Joe Pesci. He's short, strident, and the Marines are wary of him. The mullah and the diplomat sit cross-legged in a plowed cornfield. The mullah starts off with a list of grievances.
He says, even though we cannot go near the river right there, because the Marine guys will say us that you are Taliban, or if we go another way, the Taliban, we also are scared of the Taliban, we also are scared of you guys.
Please don't be scared of the Marines. They want to protect people. Sometimes they have to stop and check people, but they're not going to do anyone any harm. They're not going to hurt you. They're not going to put you in prison. They're just trying to make they're just trying to check everyone to make sure that no one is doing anything dangerous.
The mullah is more afraid the Taliban will see him with the Americans.
He says that now I'm speaking with you guys, I'm scared because during the night maybe the Taliban will come and kill us. He says that in other villages it happened many times.
That wasn't the enemy. It was the Marines. They found two roadside bombs and detonated them. They found them in the road next to a mud house, a few hundred feet from where the mullah lives. And yet, he told the Marines he had no idea who planted the bombs. And with that, he stood up and said it was time for prayers and stumbled across the field toward his mosque. So for all the Marine patrols in Helmand, all the outposts they've set up, all the efforts to set up markets like the one in Garmshire, the work has only just begun. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.